Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
We welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7. Mountain Homes Bomber Boys able to pull off the season sweep over Paragould as they get the victory here, 51-35. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game, and that is going to be Wyatt Gilbert. He had a sensational night tonight, finished with 21 points this evening. He was one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. Matt Jones ended up with 14 this evening. 8 for Satch Harris, all in the second quarter. 4 for Abe Crawford, 3 for Jake McGee. He had his three-pointer came right to beat the buzzer there at the end of the third quarter, and 1 point for Dawson Tabor. Paragould had two players in double figures as well. Sam Freeman was the leading scorer with 12 points. 11 on the night for Nathan Lear. 4 each for Landon Manning and Eli Schreit. 2 for Jamison DeVault. And 2 for Ethan Vick. He had a couple of free throws there towards the end of the contest. Mountain Home, actually Paragould had the first lead of the game, 2-0. And then Mountain Home tied it back up at 2 apiece. That was our only tie of the night. And then Mountain Home went on top after that. That was our only lead change. Once Mountain Home took the lead, they did not relinquish it. They ended up getting a lead as big as 20 before getting the 16-point victory. Mountain Home did turn it over a little bit more in the second half. They ended up with 10 turnovers on the night. Paragould finished with 11 turnovers this evening. But again, Mountain Home will get the victory. And with that win, they are going to improve to 13-10 on the season and 4-6. In the 5A East. The Rams will fall to 1-20 and 0-10. So again, Mount Home gets the victory 51-35 over Paragould. Unfortunately, Mount Home did not fare as well in the girls contest as Paragould won that game 43-33. So the Mount Home teams end up with a split for the evening. That's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come your way this Tuesday night. Mountain Home will play host to Marion. We'd love to see you out there that evening. But if you can't make it, we will have the varsity contest for you starting around 6 o'clock right here. So be sure you tune in. So that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying goodnight from Doc Painter Court in Paragould.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. As Matt Sharp said, be sure to join us on this coming Tuesday. That's our next broadcast where Mountain Home will come home to face Marion. Junior Varsity tips off at 5 with the girls' contest to follow at around 6 o'clock with the boys' contest to follow that as well. And of course, you can hear that here on Classic Hits 101.7 as well as streaming live on KTLO.com. However, if you happen to miss any part of our broadcast, go to our website at KTLO.com. Go under podcast, click on Bomber Sports, and you can revisit any Bomber game you like. Once again, I'm Joe Shipman, and this has been Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Thank you and good night.